Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
BJ and Jamie.
I pulled out a t-shirt this morning. This is the honest truth. I can't tell because it's kind of dark in the room and right. I don't want to wake anybody up, right? So I go down to take a shower. And all of a sudden, I grab my shirt, slip it on. It says, Disney Dad. Yeah. You should have seen me. I ripped that shirt off. I will not wear this to work.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You get us for free. Odyssey app, download it today. You get us live all over America in the podcast after 10 o'clock. And again, it's free. What do you got to lose? It's Monday. Not just Monday, the first day of fall. Fall, y'all. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, Beach.
Well, the reason I say good morning, Carson, and not good morning, Jamie, Jamie's not going to be here today. Jamie had too much bachelorette, I think.
Vegas got the best of her.
Vegas put her under. They put her under. What happened? Did her flight get back really late or something?
Yeah, I guess they didn't get, she didn't get checked in and got back until 1:45, and then her bags were delayed on top of that.
Great. Just great. Didn't the report last week come out about DIA and bags and on time?
Yeah, it's like the worst for on time, being on time for flights, getting out on time, getting in on time, all that stuff.
Well, I certainly agree. If you get in at 1:45 in the morning, it's really hard to make a morning show the next day.
Yeah.
Did you see any of the pictures of the Bachelorette?
No, I just saw one picture that's on our Facebook page, BJ and Jamie, and it's just a pair of legs in a hallway.
Okay.
And obviously the person's passed out or on the floor. So.
Okay. Well, that's not a good sign. Not a good sign. I did get one text picture from the Bachelorette party. Jamie went out to Vegas. She left on Friday. She was out there for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Got back late last night, obviously overnight, and decided that, you know, it was way too late, which I don't disagree with. We don't really have any updates as far as how the party went. If anybody won any money, that's what I want to know.
You would think we would have got a text about that.
Yeah. Yeah, usually if somebody scores a few $1,000s, we know about it.
You got to brag, yeah.
So you got to figure, just lose, lose, lose.
Yeah,
lose,
all around.
Lose, lose. All right, well, then that's the way it goes. No Jamie today. BJ Carson show today. So, you know, here's the way we look at it. And I explain this every single time. But the way we see it is we could easily come in here and just say, uh-oh, no Jamie today. Guess what? We're just going to run a best of. But I think that most people want a live show. And no matter if it is just a little bit missing an element, element.
It's always going to be different. Yeah.
It's still better than just throwing on a best of. It's better than that, right?
I 100% agree. I think a lot of people would agree, too.
Maybe it's not.
Maybe we should just
go
home.
Tell us. 303-22-ALICE. 303-222-5423 is a text line. Maybe we do go home. Maybe I go home by 6:20 this morning. Who knows, right? First text of the morning. Broncos suck. Knicks is a bust.
That was a tough game.
Broncos lose. All right, we'll get to that later. I don't think Bo Nix. Here's the thing. Right now, if you know anything about football, Bo Nix is playing worse than Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is playing better, and he's 68 years old.
He's out on the field with a walker.
It's bad. All right, coming up on the program today, we have Ed Sheeran tickets to give away. Ed's coming to town. He'll be here for the big old 250th America's birthday at the stadium, too, right?
Empower Field. It's going to be a massive show. I cannot wait.
Tickets go on sale. They go on sale this week. We'll give you details on that. A lot to come this morning. When we come back, there's a big problem this morning on the interstate. Well, it's not really on the interstate. It's on 84th in Thornton. There's a hazmat situation that cleanup is underway. Everything's under control. No big deal. But it is going to cause you some problems in that area in Thornton. It's the ramp, I think, either northbound or southbound on I-25. Some leakage from a FedEx truck.
Yeah.
What the hell is a FedEx truck carrying?
And they just, like, the delivery person just discovered it was happening.
I've got the update on it, and I'll play you the audio, but a FedEx truck? I can understand if it's a tanker truck that's got a leak in
it.
But what the hell's in a box on a FedEx truck?
And you're carrying it and driving it
around. Who's shipping that, right? I mean, think about it. It's a FedEx truck. All right, we'll get to that. It's causing problems this morning. The cleanup's going to take a while. We'll give you complete details. 84th and I-25, that's where the big problem is. BJ Jamie Morning Show, just getting started. It is a Monday. Welcome, everybody. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You get us for free. Odyssey app, download it today. You get us live all over America in the podcast after 10 o'clock. And again, it's free. What do you got to lose? It's Monday, not just Monday, the first day of fall. Fall, y'all. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, Beej.
Well, the reason I say good morning, Carson, and not good morning, Jamie, Jamie's not going to be here today. Jamie had too much bachelorette, I think.
Vegas got the best of her.
Vegas put her under. They put her under. What happened? Did her flight get back really late or something?
Yeah, I guess they didn't get. She didn't get checked in and got back until 1:45, and then her bags were delayed on top of that.
Great, just great. Didn't the report last week come out about DIA and bags and on time?
Yeah, it's like the worst for on time, being on time for flights, getting out on time, getting in on time, all that stuff.
Well, I certainly agree. If you get in at 1:45 in the morning, it's really hard to make a morning show the next day.
Yeah.
Did you see any of the pictures of the Bachelorette?
No, I just saw one picture that's on our Facebook page, BJ and Jamie, and it's just a pair of legs in a hallway.
Okay.
And obviously the person's passed out or on the floor. So. Okay.
Well, that's not a good sign. Not a good sign. I did get one text picture from the Bachelorette party. Jamie went out to Vegas. She left on Friday. She was out there for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Got back late last night, obviously overnight, and decided that, it was way too late, which I don't disagree with. We don't really have any updates as far as how the party went. If anybody won any money, that's what I want to know.
You would think we would have got a text about that.
Yeah. Usually if somebody scores a few $1,000s, we know about it.
You got to brag, yeah.
So you got to figure, just lose, lose, lose.
Yeah, all around.
Lose, lose, lose. All right, well, then that's the way it goes. No Jamie today. BJ Carson show today. So, here's the way we look at it, and I explain this every single time, but the way we see it is we could easily come in here and just say, no Jamie today. Guess what? We're just going to run a best of. But I think that most people want a live show, and no matter if it is just a little bit missing an element, element.
It's always going to be different, yeah.
It's still better than just throwing on a best of. It's better than that, right?
I 100% agree. I think a lot of people would agree too.
Maybe it's not.
Maybe we should just go
tell us. 303-22-ALICE. 303-222-5423 is a text line. Maybe we do go home. Maybe I go home by 6:20 this morning. Who knows, right? First text of the morning. Broncos suck. Knicks is a bust.
That was a tough game.
Broncos lose. All right, we'll get to that later. I don't think Bo Nix. Here's the thing. Right now, if you know anything about football, Bo Nix is playing worse than Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is playing better, and he's 68 years old.
He's out 68. On the field with a walker.
It's bad. It's bad. All right, coming up on the program today, we have Ed Sheeran tickets to give away. Ed's coming to town. He'll be here for the big old 250th America's birthday at the stadium, too, right?
Empower Field. It's going to be a massive show. I cannot wait.
Tickets go on sale. They go on sale this week. We'll give you details on that. A lot to come this morning. When we come back, there's a big problem this morning on the interstate. Well, it's not really on the interstate. It's on 84th in Thornton. There's a hazmat situation that cleanup is underway. Everything's under control. No big deal. But it is going to cause you some problems in that area in Thornton. It's the ramp, I think, either northbound or southbound on I-25. Some leakage from a FedEx truck.
Yeah.
What the hell is a FedEx truck carrying?
And they just, like, the delivery right. person just discovered it was happening.
I've got the update on it, and I'll play you the audio, but a FedEx truck? I can understand if it's a tanker truck that's got a leak in
yeah.
it. But what the hell's in a box on a FedEx truck?
And you're carrying it and driving it
situation.
Around.
Who's shipping that, right? I mean, think about it. It's a FedEx truck. All right, we'll get to that. It's causing problems this morning. The cleanup's going to take a while. We'll give you complete details. 84th and I-25, that's where the big problem is. BJ Jamie Morning Show, just getting started. It is a Monday. Welcome, everybody. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning. Monday morning going to be cooler today. Also, maybe some rain later on this afternoon. Then the cool off begins. We have Ed Sheeran tickets coming up at 7:20 this morning. It's just Carson and I today. Jamie is out. She went to the bachelorette party in Vegas, and man, oh man. Just couldn't make it back in time. The flight got in late last night. Didn't get here until like 1 o'clock in the morning. Didn't get to sleep until like 2:30 in the morning. Hard to get up at 4:30.
Especially from a trip from Vegas. I mean, you're already tired, and then your flight gets delayed.
Since she's not here, and you know, we kind of call the shots ourselves here, I got something I want to do here for the first time ever. Okay,
ooh.
I want the audience to pick the next topic. Because the next topic, it's two topics that I'm going to throw out there, and you're going to vote on Textnado at 303-222-5423. That's 303-22-ALICE, Berg Simpson text line. You vote. Two topics that must be covered today. But I can't decide which one I want to go with first, which one's more important.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so I thought what I'd do right here is I'd play one song. We'll go look at the poll on the Textnado, and let the audience decide which is the most important.
Yeah, okay? what perks right. their interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Or what they just deem, even if it's not their interest, Carson, even what they deem is the more important. The information needs to get out there. You know what I mean?
Not
all right, Textnado again, 303-22-ALICE. All right, topic number one, Fat Bear Week starts today. Let me say that again, okay? Fat Bear Week starts today.
Woo!
Okay, topic number one. All right, do we cover that one, or is this more important? Taylor Swift release party in theaters. You get to vote. I'm going to play one song, okay? Because I got to figure out which. Both of these are huge stories, right, Carson?
They are. They
have to be addressed by us. We have to address this. Don't get them confused. Don't say Fat Taylor's release party. That's oh not my. Funny. That's not funny. Or Taylor Bear. Don't call her Taylor Bear. Just listen. It's either Fat Bear Week first, then we'll get to Taylor Swift, or Taylor Swift first, and then Fat Bear Week. You decide. I'm going to play one song. 303-22-ALICE. 303-22-ALICE. You decide.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, get the heck out of here. Fat Bear Week wins. That's crazy.
By a landslide.
How did that beat Taylor Swift? Okay, well, you asked for it. I asked you to vote on it. So here we go. The details. Fat Bear Week starts today.
Hackett style tournament like March Madness, where each week voters go online, vote to eliminate one of the 12 bears. While the competition is based around which bear is the fattest, the creator of the contest says it's about more than just weight.
And we had always emphasized that bears need to get fat to survive. So I thought, wouldn't it be kind of fun to get people to decide who they thought was the fattest and most successful bear of the year? Really is an opportunity for people to think about how bears survive.
Okay, this guy's way too into bears.
Oh, he loves them.
There's a little bit of a problem here. He is really into bears and watching bears get fat for some reason. It almost sounds like a fetish in a way.
What they need to do to survive, what the ecosystem provides them, and look at their individual success stories as well.
All right, so the 12 bears competing this year will be announced today. Voting will take place at fatbearweek.org. A winner will be declared on September 30th.
There you go, Fat Bear Week. Woo! He is kind of a voyeur if you think about it. He's got those cameras out there watching these bears get all fat and everything, watching them eat.
I love his passion.
Then he gets all excited about the Bear Week, you know. Nevertheless, this thing's turned into a huge thing. Isn't there one bear? Isn't his name like, I don't know, Gordo or something? I mean, there's one bear that smokes everybody else every year. I don't feel like he loses any weight. I think he stays the same, and then he grows a little bit more each year, and therefore he always has that competitive edge. But I don't know. I can't remember his name, but there's one bear that that takes the crown, I think, just about every year. It's almost not fair.
Let's see.
Yeah, it's kind of rigged in a way, I think. Broncos lose. Broncos lose again. Not good.
480. Otis. Otis is one at the most.
No, he's the bear that gets drunk a lot. He's the drinking bear, Otis.
Otis has got 4 victories, though, Fat Bear Week.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Otis.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was his name. I thought it was something large. You know, like Gordo.
I don't know. Sounds pretty big.
Yeah, I guess so. Otis. I don't know. Broncos lose. Let's move on. Broncos lose. Just a terrible defeat. We lose again on a field goal. Just terrible.
Absolutely.
What's
horrendous.
Going on? What's going on? Are we giving up already?
But I will say, Bo played pretty well.
No, he didn't.
He did. That fourth and one threw a touchdown.
That's
to
one play,
Sutton.
Carson.
That was awesome.
He was terrible in the first half. They don't have it together. I can't go into it too deep because, you know, we're not a sports station. But nevertheless, Broncos lose. What are we now? 1-3?
No, I think we're 1-2. I'm pretty sure we're 1-2.
I don't know. I thought 1-3, but it could be 1-2. I don't know for sure, but we lose again. Chiefs win, so it's just a bad Sunday. It was a bad Sunday. All right, let's get to Taylor Swift real quick here. She is going to be in theaters. The release, it's called The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. It's coming to theaters. That will happen October 3rd, which is what, 2 weeks away?
Yeah.
The 3rd through the 5th, so you got 3 days to see it. She's already sold pre-sale $15 million in tickets for this.
That's absolutely crazy.
Do we know exactly where it's going to be playing here in town?
No, I don't, but I like AMC, I do, because I got this promo from AMC, so I know they're showing it.
Oh, we have a promo?
Yep, we got a promo.
Let me play this for you then. I do know the Alamo Drafthouse is doing it. Regal. Cinemark locations. All right, let's see.
Hey, it's Taylor. I want to invite you to the official release party of A Showgirl. See the exclusive world premiere of the Fate of Ophelia music video, along with behind-the-scenes footage from the music video shoot, brand new lyric videos, and stories about each song from my new album, The Life of A Showgirl. Only in theaters October 3rd through 5th.
Yeah, look at her promote that. $15 million already sold in tickets for this thing.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I mean, it's... Like,
you taking your daughter?
No.
Is she a Taylor fan?
No, she's not.
Too young?
She likes MGK, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. My father-in-law, Grandpa Gus, is a big Taylor fan. I'm taking him.
Are you? Yeah. Oh, that'll be such a sweet moment for you two.
Yeah, that'll be sweet. He wears her bracelets and stuff.
Friendship bracelets. Yes, you should make him one.
Grandpa Gus lives in the basement, but he's a huge Taylor fan. So I'll pile him in the pickup, and he and I'll head out.
Aww.
Go see this showgirl thing. It should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be massive.
We'll dress up for it. You know, the whole works. BJ, Jamie, Morning Show, Ed Sheeran tickets coming up at 7:20.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up on 7 o'clock here on this Monday morning. You're going to notice fall. Not today. Today's going to be 77, but rain moves in this afternoon. Front comes through. Only 57 for a high tomorrow. Today is the first day of fall, by the way. But you're going to notice it. You're going to notice it. Just sit tight. It's on its way. All right, Ed Sheeran tickets. That's Ed. You just heard. We have tickets at 7:20 this morning. Why don't we go through the tickets going on sale, Carson? Oh, let me mention this, too. Jamie's not here today. She got back late from Vegas. So not here today. Carson and I, we decided to do a live show for you instead of throwing on a pre-recorded something for you. I think you enjoy that a little bit better. But let's mention Ed Sheeran here because tickets go on sale this week. We have free tickets all week long. 7:20 for your chance to win. But if you want to buy tickets, they're going to be out there this week.
Yeah, so pre-sale starts on his website, edsheeran.com, on Thursday. Now, you can register right now for the pre-sale, and I've told that the code that you want to use is CAMERA. So that goes from 10 a.m. on Thursday to 11:59 p.m., and then tickets on sale to the general public, not pre-sale, are Friday morning at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time.
This show is at Empower Field. It's going to be July 4th. This will be the 250th America Birthday Celebration. It will be huge. Place will be sold out. Fireworks, you got to figure, just off the charts, right?
And if you've never seen Ed perform live, he is phenomenal. Just an experience you have to experience.
A must-have ticket. And they go on sale this week. But better yet, if you don't want to pay for it, you can win them right here all week long on our show. I think the Slacker show has tickets this week. Right? And Heather Collins.
Yeah.
Right? I think so. I think I saw that. So I think all day long, all week long, you got a chance to win tickets for Ed Sheeran. All right, quickly here. This big announcement's coming today. Tylenol linked to autism. That's the word I'm getting. Here's the story before we go any further.
President Trump is calling this upcoming announcement on autism one of the most important announcements he will ever make. And it will all happen here at the White House from the Oval Office. And we're learning some details, as you mentioned. A source tells me that President Trump plans to announce the use of Tylenol during pregnancy could be contributing to autism. And will likely advise pregnant women only to use Tylenol for high fevers.
This is a big deal for Tylenol. You think this will kill the sales of it?
I mean, potentially it could.
Tylenol is, what is it, acetaminophen?
Yeah,
acetaminophen. I think it is, right?
Yep.
It's been linked to liver disease for a long time, but nobody seems to stop taking it. I mean, if you got a hangover, you pop a couple of Tylenol, right?
Yeah, or even just like a small ache or something that's bothering you.
Yeah, this might do it in, though. That big announcement is coming on later on today. Autism has grown in the U.S. so rapidly, it's unbelievable. In the last 20 years, they're trying to find the link to it. I don't know if this is it or not. I'm not a doctor, but this announcement is coming up later on today. All right, I've got a great piece of audio here for you. All right, these two ladies get caught for shoplifting. All right, their argument is, and you can tell me if you agree with this argument or not, that you should weigh discounts into the value of the item being stolen. All right. Listen now. Here's the deal, okay? The deal is you get arrested, and it probably varies from state to state, but you get arrested in this particular incident if the value is over $500 of the items you've stolen. You go to jail. If it's under $500, you get a citation. Well, these women are arguing with the cops that they're not taking the discount into factor here, that if you add up the discounts, it's well under $500. We should just get a citation. Well, the cops aren't having it. Here they are in the back of a patrol car.
You said that as long as it's under $500, you get something out of the citation.
And it's not under $500. I got the receipt right here.
No, it's about 40-50% off. They add that.
You don't get discounts when you steal stuff. You get it at the market price.
All right.
Yeah, you don't get discounts when you steal
stuff. Let me hear that again. The lady comes back and says, yes, but officer, officer, let me make you aware of something. There are signs in there, 50-60% or 40-50% off. You got to weigh that in when it comes to the merchandise.
You said that. $500.
And it's not under $500. I got the receipt right here.
No, it's about 40-50% off. They add
it. You don't get discounts when you steal stuff. You get it at the market price.
All right.
Yeah, you don't get discounts when you steal stuff.
No. I say BS. I say you get the discounts, right?
No.
Yes, you should.
No.
You should. If it's marked 50% off, and you steal it, you should get the discount price.
That's for people buying it. If you're stealing it, you're stealing the product.
Give the girls a discount. Give them a citation and let them be on their way. They did thrifty shoplifting, okay? That was very smart shoplifting. If they have enough sense to weigh in the discount, you should at least give them credit.
No, throw them in jail. Throw away the key. They stole. They deserve everything.
You're too hardcore, Carson. You're too hardcore.
You got to follow the rules, man.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show on a Monday.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday. Man, people are upset over the Tylenol story. All I'm doing is reporting it. It's out there. I mean, it's all over the TV this morning. Everybody is reporting every channel. You got Fox 31, Denver News. The announcement's going to be made that Tylenol could be linked. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. And obviously, you don't know either. If you're texting me the information you're texting me, you don't know either. Why don't we just wait and see down the road? Everybody bent out of shape like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're giving misinformation. I'm not giving any information. The only information I gave is the announcement's coming today. I don't know anything about it. I will say this. It's a known fact that the acetaminophen that's in Tylenol is bad, really bad for your liver. Okay, that is true. That's been diagnosed.
Yeah.
It was diagnosed a long time ago, but it didn't stop. I mean, I still have Tylenol at my house. I don't plan on throwing it out. I need it for a good old headache.
I mean, let's be real. Half the stuff that we put into our bodies is bad for us.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, but man, people are all upset over it. All right, we do have Ed Sheeran tickets coming up at 7:20 this morning. I did mention the Broncos lost to the Chargers, so now they're what, 1-2?
1-2.
Is that what you told me?
Yep.
I got to mention this. The Rockies, our Colorado Rockies, they are not the worst team to ever play pro baseball.
Missed opportunity.
Yep. They could have gone into the record books as the worst team ever. And all they needed to do to stay there was not to win another game out of 9 games. This was on Friday, right?
Yep.
Well, lo and behold, they screwed that up. They went in and won a game over the weekend.
If you're going to be the worst, Jeepers. Come on, be the best at being the worst. Let's get a record.
Own it.
Absolutely.
We said on Friday, look, if I'm the the head coach or what are they called? The manager. They're called the manager, right? If I'm the manager of the Rockies, I say, boys, we're going to tube this thing. We're going to go into the history books as the worst team ever. Okay, let's wear that with pride.
You might as well get something. Get recognition for it.
And instead, no. We win a game and look at us now.
They even screwed that up.
All right, I want to throw one other thing in here. I got to cue up the audio here. Do you think Tom Brady was actually saying that he goes home and kicks his dog?
I didn't hear it that way.
All right. Tom Brady is catching crap this morning, okay? Now, exactly what was said there, Carson, you remember?
He was like, it's one of those moments where you go home. He said almost like a kick the dog moment.
Yeah, frustration, right?
Yeah.
All right, here he is. I've got the audio right here. This is Tom Brady. This is what he's catching heat for this morning.
Yeah, those moments can be, it's like the dog at home.
Time out on the field.
One of those moments, and I know, hard to hear. That's why we're trying to explain it to you. It's one of those moments. It's one of those moments. It's a frustrating moment. And it's where you go home and kick the dog.
Yeah, he said kick the dog and throw the helmet kind of moment.
And people are saying that it's proof that Tom Brady likes to kick his dog.
I don't see it that way. I mean, kick the dog, that's like a, I mean, it's a very popular thing that people say. But
I've said it.
Yeah.
I've said it. Yeah. Have I ever kicked my dog?
You have.
No.
Yeah.
I've never kicked a dog. Would never kick a dog.
Yeah.
Okay? But I've said it before because it's a term, right?
I think people are just too sensitive.
It's a
little bit.
Frustration term. It's like, okay, you want to pull your hair out. Do you really pull your hair out? No.
No. And if you do, you might need to go to therapy.
It's one of those moments where you just want to pull your hair out. You don't pull your hair out. It's one of those moments you're frustrated. I just want to go home and kick the dog. No, it's just a saying. That's all it is. But, man, they're coming down on Tom. They're saying that he's an animal abuser, that he doesn't need to be on TV anymore. When you use that language, you're just promoting kicking dogs.
Well, when I first read the headline, I thought he actually said, like, when I go home and kick my dog. He did not say that. But that's what it makes it sound like when you're reading the headline.
It's one of those moments. I leave here many days with that attitude of it's time to go home and kick the dog. But I don't do it. I don't think he does it either.
I don't think so.
Back off of Brady if you don't mind. Just back off Brady.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Okay.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. ED. Not always a good thing, but it is now. Because it's Ed Sheeran. Ed. Let's do this. Caller 9, right?
Yep, caller number 9 right now. Ed Sheeran coming to Empower Field July 4th, 2026, of course. On sale this Friday, 10 a.m. But you can win them before you can buy them. Caller number 9, 303-22-ALICE, 303-222-5423.
Does Ed travel with a band, or is it just him and a beatbox?
It's literally one-man show, man. He sets up his own beats, his own tracks, everything.
He'll have a band for this one.
I don't know. He hasn't in the past.
I mean, he might do his own stuff, but he's got to have a band. If you're going to do a stadium tour.
The last time he came to Empower, it was just him.
All right.
So we'll see.
Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, you're the expert, Carson. By the way, Jamie's not here today. She went to Vegas over the weekend, big bachelorette party. Didn't survive. She didn't survive, folks. Didn't make it. Couldn't make it.
Another Vegas victim.
Yep. Just ate her up, man. We knew it was going to happen. I'm walking out with her on Friday, and I said, look, I'll see you Tuesday.
You did?
I did, in the parking lot. She looked at me and laughed and kept walking.
I know.
I've been to Vegas. Hey, I've done it. And this is not being disparaging in any way. I'm just saying, reality.
Yeah.
Reality sets in when you go to Vegas.
Especially when you come home from Vegas. You're on that plane and you're just miserable.
It takes a couple of days to survive Vegas, all right? It bit her. She got in late last night, I guess. So anyway, she'll be back here tomorrow. All right. I want to mention this real quick here because last week Jamie mentioned something that I'd never heard of before. It was called Fallerado. Fallerado. Now, we put this out there last week. She claims that it's been around forever, that people have been using that term. I said I've never, ever heard it in my life. And a lot of people even text in that they never heard of Fallerado, right? But she says it's on her memories, on Facebook, and that it popped up from like 4 or 5 years ago. I've never heard of it, but it always amazes me, and this is the point I'm getting at, it always amazes me how from year to year, you'll hear certain terms or events that are taking place here in town that I had no idea that even existed. Like we heard a bomb cyclone, about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And I guess that had been around for a while, but I'd never heard of it before.
Me either.
All right, I got one for you. Have you ever heard of Halloween on Broadway?
Halloween on Broadway?
Yeah.
No.
There's an annual Halloween event. It's a parade on Broadway.
Huh. And like people dress up in their costumes and stuff like that and just march Broadway?
Are we loony or something? Do we not? Are we just not plugged in around here? I've never heard of a Halloween parade on Broadway. Halloween on Broadway is what it's called. And this guy here, and I just recorded this, and I only got a portion of it because I started the recording just a little bit late. So this guy's trying to explain that, you know, it's one of those things that the city is proud of. Everybody wants to participate and blah, blah, blah.
And I think that really resonates with people, with families, with parents, with young adults, with senior citizens of the community. I don't know anybody who doesn't like getting dressed up and coming out to do something with their family, with the communities.
Dressing the dogs up, too. Parade is slated for October 25th. They're looking for both donations and volunteers. You can learn more about how to help at our website at kdvr.com.
So fun.
I guess Halloween on Broadway has hit a financial crunch, and they need money. That's why they're asking for donations. It happens on October 25th. It's a Halloween parade that goes down Broadway. I've never ever heard of this. And this is like the 9th or 10th annual.
And it's 70 floats go down Broadway.
What?
Yeah. Over 70 floats.
And we've never been a part of it. We're part of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. We've been a part of the parade for Pride Fest. We feel like that we're parade central around here. But we've never been a part of the Halloween one.
Yeah, this is the
Maybe
first time I've
should.
Heard about it.
October 25th, what are we doing that night? Nothing, right?
The pictures look awesome. Like, people are all dressed up. Yeah. The floats are amazing. This is pretty sweet.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Carson. I'm wide open on the 25th.
I'm down.
Yeah, it's a
I'm
Saturday
totally
night.
I'm totally down.
Saturday night before Halloween. I think I'm in.
And then we can do a pub crawl afterwards.
And not only that, but the 25th. Yep, Saturday night, Broadway. I think we try to get in this thing.
Wow,
we call up our friends over at Ranky Brothers. We say we need a float, and the float can be anything. That's an easy one.
You can drive a hearse down the middle of the road.
Anything you want, anything. And it wouldn't matter because it's Halloween. It can be anything, right?
Wow.
Halloween Parade, October 25th, been going on for 9 or 10 years down Broadway. I've never, ever heard of it.
The pictures look awesome. It's packed.
Yeah, we might want to get involved in this. And is it a large crowd?
Oh, yeah. Like, the streets are lined. Like, people deep.
I've never heard of this. I swear.
Yeah.
Colorado? Never heard of. Halloween on Broadway? Never heard of it.
It looks like a blast.
Heck? I got to get more plugged in around here. This is sad.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, it appears that a lot of people have heard about Broadway and the Halloween parade that happens there. I can't believe that we've never even heard of it. We're going to try to get into that thing. Let's do a search on it and follow up on a couple of these texts and see if we can make contact. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, the pictures look amazing. It looks like a blast.
Yeah. I know Frog would love to be on a float.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And your daughter? She'd love to dress up and be on a float, right?
She's actually all about spooky season. It's great.
This is one we can make a family affair there, Carson.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. Just strap in and go.
Frog and Little Debbie just enjoying all the spookiness.
Yeah, there's something I was going to mention. Oh. Have you done a follow-up on the hazmat thing?
Yes, it is. It looks like it is still closed.
Oh, boy.
At 84th Avenue.
All right, here's the deal. Early this morning, a FedEx truck. Now, here's what we are learning. This is just from Texnado Investigation here with the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, because the TV stations aren't saying this. A FedEx truck left the facility this morning. The driver of the truck, when he got to 84th ramp, 84th North on I-25, he noticed something leaking from the FedEx truck. Well, it turns out it's acid, and it's not very good. It's not good for anyone. And so the hazmat people had to get there once he called authorities, and they're going to clean it up. But it's going to take a while, okay? Now, there's no real danger because nobody's around this thing. They evacuated everybody around it, and they're cleaning it up, and they pretty much think they have everything under control. Now, my question was this morning, where did this truck come from? How long has it been leaking? Is there a trail of acid from the plant all the way to 84th, and probably is. But from what we understand, the actual facility where they load these trucks is somewhere like 88th or something, right?
Yeah, so it's close by. Someone did text in and say it was their warehouse is at 88th.
Because I mentioned, what if it came from Castle Rock?
That means it's all over town.
That's a trail of acid,
man.
Yeah. But they've got this thing under control. But the problem is, it's a big headache for anybody that's traveling that area this morning. Because you're not traveling that area. You're going around it. And all these trucks are up there. They have like 30 vehicles up there right now.
Yeah, it's a disaster, and they've got to clean it up. They said that they have a cleanup company, cleanup crew en route right now.
Now, from what I understand, with all these vehicles that are up there, but they say they have it under control and that it's not a big, they kind of downplay it, right?
Yeah.
In the report.
And they also tell, I guess a lot of it leaked into like gravel or like dirt, so they're not as worried about it. At least that's what it makes it sound like.
Well, 30 vehicles has me worried.
Well, yeah, because that's a huge response.
Yeah. No, I could understand if you had like three vehicles up there to do the cleanup. But when you got 30 and you're pretty much shutting down the roads in a quarter of a mile in every direction, it seems bigger than what it's being
than
reported.
What they're saying, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Because I'm looking at it on TV this morning, and there's an aerial view. And it looks like there's a big area that's shut down up there over this acid. I don't know what this stuff does to you. I don't want to know, actually. But I didn't realize that they carry this in these FedEx vans
town. It's kind of scary to think about, especially if you were to get in an accident and the chemicals in the truck.
Well, they come through my neighborhood every week.
Everywhere,
every
yeah.
day, actually.
All over, everywhere.
And to know that there's acid in these things? No, not comforting,
yeah.
Right? All right, well, it's shut down. If you travel 84th, it doesn't affect I-25. I-25 is fine. It's 84th because it's on the ramp getting on. That's where the driver detected this leak coming out of his vehicle and notified the authorities. And so now the cleanup's underway. They're saying it could be hours, could be a couple more to 3 hours longer this morning, just to avoid the area if all possible.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday. Fall, it is the first day of fall. Oh, Ed Sheeran. That was Ed Sheeran. Tickets on sale this week, later this week, I think Thursday. Is that right?
So that's a pre-sale for edsheeran.com. You can do the pre-sale from 10 a.m. to 11:59.
So pre-sale Thursday, yep. On sale Friday.
Correct.
For that big show, 250th anniversary, the birthday of America. And it's going to be at the stadium, Ed Sheeran, July 4th next year. Should be huge.
It's going to be massive.
Our first full day of fall. You're going to feel it tomorrow, not today as much, but a cold front comes through this afternoon. You're going to get rain. And then tomorrow's high, only 57. So it's going to feel like fall. I mean, it's going to warm up after that, but 57 for a high tomorrow. We got tickets to give away. Haunted House time. It's Ranky Brothers over in Littleton. We love Ranky Brothers. They supply our float every year for the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
And they absolutely crush it every single year. That's why, partially why we win best float every single year.
Every year. Every year we win because of Ranky Brothers. They have the Haunted Mansion. Man, it's hard to believe it's already Halloween, right?
I know.
Jeez.
I'm getting into it, though. I'm loving it.
Haunted Mansion. Yeah, Frog was on to me about putting up the decorations this weekend.
I've already seen a couple houses in my neighborhood. They've already got skeletons out, sitting on chairs on the front porch and everything.
Darn it. He said that. And I said, no, son. It's too early. Too early.
No, you know? Put them out.
Oh, man. The Haunted Mansion over at Ranky Brothers opens up this Friday. And it runs through November 2nd, I think it is,
yep.
Right? And let's see, Monday, Thursday, Sunday, weekly. We have a couple of tickets to give away. Is it two tickets or four tickets?
I thought
it was a four-pack.
Hold on.
Take your family.
You might be right.
Take your family to it. Well, it doesn't say either way on here. It just says win tickets. All right, let's take caller 9 or 19, whatever we want to do.
All right, let's do it right now. Caller number 9-303-22-ALICE, 303-222-5423.
Grab your tickets to go to the Ranky Brothers Haunted Mansion, which opens up this Friday. Go by there and see it. By the way, if you're looking for a Halloween garb, costumes or whatever, you got to go to Ranky Brothers. They're the best.
They have everything you could ever want.
Yeah, they blow everybody else out of the water. Just go over there and see those guys because they're absolutely they're packed. I mean, that place is unbelievable.
Make sure you put aside there a couple hours, though, because they have so many costumes to go through.
Yep. In fact, get a costume and become a fat bear. Today is Fat Bear Week beginning. Yeah, Fat Bear Week, as you know, happens in Alaska. Some dude decided, hey, let's watch the bears. Let's do a voyeur thing on the bears. Let's see them get fat before they hibernate. And then people vote on the bears, right? And Otis has been kicking butt lately.
He's a four-time winner of Fat Bear Week.
Somebody said there was one named 747. Have you found him yet?
Oh,
they
no.
Say he's a ton of fun.
747? He sounds like a big bear.
All right, here we go. Fat Bear Week. Listen to this.
Set up similar to a bracket-style tournament like March Madness, where each week voters go online, vote to eliminate one of the 12 bears. While the competition is based around which bear is the fattest, the creator of the contest says it's about more than just weight.
And we had always emphasized that bears need to get fat to survive. So I thought, wouldn't it be kind of fun to get people to decide who they thought was the fattest and most successful bear of the year? Really is an opportunity for people to think about how bears survive, what they need to do to survive, what the ecosystem provides them.
No. They just eat, get fat, and sleep. It's a wonderful life. What do you mean what it takes to survive?
Look at their individual success stories as well.
All right, so the 12 bears competing this year will be announced today. Voting will take place at fatbearweek.org. A winner will be declared on September 30th.
Doesn't this competition get like millions of votes online?
Yes. I'm surprised really their popular website doesn't crash, honestly.
It's so popular. And you can watch the bears, right?
Yeah, don't there's a live cameras? Stream. Yep, there is a live stream. Yeah. And 747 has won three times. He's 1,400 pounds.
Yeah. And they say that the bears watching the video is more exciting than watching Bronco football. Yeah, Bronco football.
I don't know about that.
More exciting. If we had fat DJs a week around here, I think I'd win. All right, let me think about this. There's you and Ozempic girl, Jamie. So you guys, you're not going to win, okay? I'm going to win from the morning show. Then we got Heather Collins at middays. Yeah, she's skinny.
Yeah, she's not that. Yeah.
She needs to put some weight on. All right, you got her. Then the afternoon show. Then you got the slacker show. And let's see, there's Aaron and T-Hack. I think I'd take them all. I think I could win Fat DJ Week.
I hate to say it, but hands down. Your title.
I'm sure you hate to say it. I'm sure you're hating to say that, Carson.
I am. It drives me nuts.
It pained you. Yeah. It pained you to say that about me. Yeah, I can pull it. I think I'd win.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. You can get us on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. We are live all over America there. And you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. It's just Carson and I this morning. Jamie is out. Didn't survive the big old Las Vegas weekend. The bachelorette party with her and her friends. Got back really late, or maybe even early this morning. And she'll be back here tomorrow, though, so no big deal. I'm about to play this audio here with Ticketmaster and how Colorado is a part of that lawsuit. I guess that we're just paying way too much for concert tickets, right? That's the problem. That concert tickets, all these service fees, everything they throw on top of it, after you pay all the fees, you're paying like $500-$600, maybe even more than that for a concert ticket. A lot of states are coming together to sue Ticketmaster. Here's the story. And Colorado is a part of that.
Breaking news out of Richmond, where Attorney General Jason Meares has announced Virginia has joined the FTC and six other states
Colorado
in suing Live Nation and its subsidiary Ticketmaster. Now, the suit claims the company violated consumer protection laws and drove up ticket prices for consumers. In a statement, Meares said in part, quote, Virginians deserve access to tickets at reasonable prices. All too often, however, those tickets are snatched up by bots and brokers for resale, forcing Virginians to pay substantially higher prices for the entertainment they love. Now, Meares also said Ticketmaster should work to prevent those bots from operating instead of just turning a blind eye.
You know, and I'm going to a concert this coming weekend. Now, I know that's a shocker to everybody.
Yeah, where are you going?
BJ at a concert. It's called The Pilgrimage. The Pilgrimage in Franklin, Tennessee.
Okay.
It's, I think, 28 bands.
Wow. So it's a festival.
2-day period. Yep. Big old festival. They're in Franklin, Tennessee. the headline. Now, of the 28 bands, I know three. Okay. But I can't even imagine. And I go back to the whole Ticketmaster thing. I don't know what we paid for these tickets. My wife, as you know, is a huge John Mayer fan.
Oh, yeah.
John Mayer is the highlight of the concert, of the festival. He plays Sunday night. It's Saturday and Sunday. He plays Sunday night, last act, headliner, the big deal. Yeah, he's the big deal, right? I don't know what we paid for these tickets, okay? But I am going online and looking at packages. They don't even price the ticket. They show you packages of a couple of nights hotel in Franklin, Tennessee. The package for two people is $2,000. 28 bands, I've heard of three. $2,000 is the package online.
It doesn't matter. You're going for your body as a Wonderland, man.
I don't know what we paid for. I don't know where we're staying. We might not be staying in this fancy place that is there in Franklin. Franklin's pretty ritzy, by the way. It's kind of like the Cherry Creek of Denver.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of stars live there.
Okay.
Okay. So it's upscale. But so is this hotel. But for $2,000, it better be. It better be. But I'm not sure that's where we're staying, and I'm not sure the price we paid. I'm afraid to ask, to be honest with you.
If I were you, I wouldn't ask.
Have you looked up the pilgrimage? Look up the pilgrimage in Franklin, Tennessee, and go to StubHub or Vivid Seats and see what the price is. Now let me give you just the three bands that I know: John Mayer, Kings of Leon, and Better Than Ezra. Okay, those three. The rest of these, Sam Barber, Sam Fender, Father John Misty, I don't know any of these. I have no idea. But it's Saturday and Sunday of this coming weekend. We'll be in Tennessee.
So I'm seeing tickets general admission as low as $166.
Okay, that's not bad,
that's
right?
Not terrible.
Is that for one day or both days?
That's for one day.
One day.
So that's not terrible.
That's over $300 times two. Then we're taking frogs, so
that's a grand. Yeah.
Right there. That's a grand. This Ticketmaster lawsuit, this isn't going to go anywhere. These fees that they put on these tickets, they're not going away. This lawsuit's, there might be some type of lawsuit that some people get some money back somewhere, but these fees that they attach to these tickets, they're not gonna stop attaching it. They're gonna find another way to charge you so that you pay a lot of money for these. And it's not just concerts, it's sporting events.
Every kind of event, yeah.
They're not gonna go down. You're not gonna see some lawsuit that's gonna cut ticket prices in half. It's supply and demand. I mean, look at this Taylor Swift. This is a stinking release of an album.
A watch party.
Watch party in movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already sold $50 million worth of tickets pre-sale.
I will say, though, with the whole dynamic pricing, and at least we know the prices up front. If I know the price up front and I'm not going to get hit with these random fees after I commit to buying the tickets, that would be nice. If at least I know the price up front, I feel better about that.
I don't feel better. When I see, the total package for a weekend in Franklin, Tennessee is $2,000. I don't feel better.
Okay, so two-day general admission tickets to this festival, $483.
Times three.
Times three, correct. So
Me, Lisa, and Frog.
Yeah.
So I've paid $1,300 for three bands I don't even know. The three bands that I know of 28 bands.
Well, and that's just general admission. I'd imagine this is like her jam. I mean, John Mayer, she wants primo. She wants to be VIP, I'm guessing. So I'm not even going to tell you those prices.
Yeah, give me a VIP price, just in case.
Are you sure you want?
That way, if we go into VIP, then I'm going to know. I'm going to know what was paid.
Two-day VIP pass, $861.
Per person.
Per person.
That sets me back to $2,500 for this. That's not including airfare, by the way, right?
No, at all. No. That's just straight into the venue.
I may have to go home. I'm not feeling so well all of a sudden.
You might
Holy
have to cancel
moly.
Your credit card.
We better not have VIP.
I guarantee you have VIP. It's John Mayer. She's got the jackets. She's got everything, man. Come on.
Yeah, I'm feeling sick. Nauseous. I am. All right, Taylor Swift, watch party. This is kind of silly. No, maybe it's not.
I mean,
maybe it's not.
Look at the Eras Tour. They released it in theaters, and it was massive. Everyone went to that thing.
All right, The Life of a Showgirl is coming out. They're doing it in theaters. They're putting together this big deal. I don't know. Let them explain it for you.
Hey, it's Taylor. I want to invite you to the official release party of A Showgirl.
Okay, Taylor.
See the exclusive world premiere of the Fate of Ophelia music video, along with behind-the-scenes footage from the music video shoot, brand new lyric videos, and stories about each song from my new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Only in theaters October 3rd through
5th. How much are those tickets? They have to be like $25, $30, right? For something like that? I don't know. All right, she sold $15 million in tickets already, pre-sale. A lot of different theaters here in town, AMC theaters. You're going to get, let's see here, I think also the Alamo Draft House. They'll be playing it. You can look it up. But tickets are available, and that happens October 3rd through the 5th. 3rd, 4th, 5th. You got 3 days to see Taylor on the big screen.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. On the Odyssey app, we are live on the Odyssey app, and you'll get the podcast after the program. Anything on the show today, it will be posted after 10 o'clock, so go listen to it if you missed anything. Jamie should be back tomorrow. She went to Vegas over the weekend. Big old bachelorette party. Must have been some party.
I can't even imagine.
Carson and I are here. We figure that it's better to do a live show than just something recorded for you. So we came in this morning to do the show, but she should be back tomorrow. Ed Sheeran tickets. We've been giving those away this morning, and we've got more, too, all week long. Another chance to win with Heather Collins today in middays, and then the Slacker Show will have your chance to win later on this afternoon. But here on our show, 7:20 every day. All week long, that's going to be a huge show. Probably 80,000 people or so at the stadium to see Ed Sheeran next July 4th, next year. Because that's that whole big 250th anniversary or the birthday celebration of America, right?
What way to celebrate.
Yeah,
wow.
Hey, speaking of gatherings, I guess I'd say, Charlie Kirk Memorial yesterday in Phoenix, Arizona. Get this. They're saying on the live stream, around the world, this is, okay? 100 million people were watching yesterday.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Wow.
That's Super Bowl numbers.
Yeah.
On the live stream yesterday, during the Charlie Kirk Memorial in Phoenix, Arizona, I think it was at that State Farm Stadium, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yesterday's stream, 100 million people. To watch
That's
a funeral.
Crazy.
Is that wild or what?
Absolutely insane.
That is some gathering and some viewing,
and
too.
200,000 attended.
How many?
200. I'm seeing 200,000.
No, you can't get 200,000. Well, I guess they're counting the people outside, too. Because
they
have a massive
to be.
Crowd outside.
Yeah, they have to be.
So you have 200,000 people in attendance?
Mm-hmm.
That's everybody in Phoenix.
It's a lot.
I mean, that's unbelievable. That must be, you got to figure 100,000 inside.
Yeah.
The place probably holds 100,000 with the floor seating and everything else. And then you've got another 80,000 to 100,000 outside. And then 100 million people on the stream. Wow. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? I didn't see those numbers.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Monday. Today's first day of fall. You're going to feel it, too. Rain this afternoon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Just drop for tomorrow.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Carson, you're going to love this. And I know Jamie would too if she were here, but she loves AI. You love AI, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't use it very much. I know that's shocking, but I don't really find the need for it in my life. Because questions I have, like who's going to win a football game so I can win some money, it won't tell you. So my need for AI is kind of out the window. But a lot of people do use it. There's a study that's come out, and they say that you're perceived in the office, if you use AI, you're perceived in the office as untrustworthy and a fake know-it-all.
I could kind of see that.
That because a lot of people that use AI in the office don't disclose they're using AI.
Yeah, they pass it off as their own work.
Yes. We've seen that in the past here, okay, of people, I won't name names, that will look something up and pretend they knew that all along. That's what we're talking about. So they're saying, they being the people that did the study, I suppose, that if you're going to use AI, you need to use it in kind of like when you look something up. Let's just say that I'm looking up the chemical that was spilled this morning with the hazmat situation,
yeah.
Right? And I wanted to know exactly what that chemical is and what it does, right? You come back with the answer like, well, I'm not really sure, but I think that chemical is this, and I believe that it would cause that. You do it in that tone. So you're not a know-it-all.
Like an uncertain way, like
yeah.
you're half
yeah.
right and half not?
Yeah. I think Jamie uses this sometimes on me and you. Now, let me tell you why. Because she'll say something that you and I don't really have an idea what she's talking about, and it'll be a real defined, you know, fact
like
that she says.
Like, this is the way it is.
Yeah, yeah. And it seems really out there. But and she'll say it in a way that you and I are like, no, come on. But she'll say it in a way like she's not certain, although she's certain. You know what I mean?
You know what? Come to think about it. She does do that a lot to us.
She does it. She does it. And so I've caught on to it. So when she says something that she's uncertain about, I know that she's on to something and she's right. Okay? Because she's used that tactic before. See, she learned this before AI. You know?
This is a Jamie White original right here.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I hate to talk behind her back like this, but I will. There's nothing stopping me from that.
No.
And I'd tell her to her face, I'd say the same thing to her, right? I mean, I don't hide anything.
I mean, it's kind of a compliment.
But not really.
No?
No, it's not really a compliment. It's kind of like you're faking it. You're faking being kind of undecided if that's the right answer or not when you know in your head it's the right answer or this incident happened or a certain date. You know, just a fact. She knows it already. She's already seen it somewhere, but she presents it in a way of like, I think that's what happened. I think, you know, undecided.
But either way, she's always right, yeah.
But she's right every time.
Uh-huh.
So I know that's the tactic she uses. Well, that's what you need to do with AI, according to this study. You need to look up stuff when you're using it around the office, and I'm just telling you, so you don't come across. Now, you can't do it too often, or you're going to be nailed like Jamie's nailed, okay? Because we're on to her game, all right? They're going to be on to your game, too, if you don't, you know, if you don't disguise it and kind of use it intermittently, you know, not that often.
Yeah, just slip it in every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. But you look something up with AI at the office and then present it in a way that, I think this is the answer. And you don't come across as cocky that way.
Yeah, you don't want to use it word for word because then when people look it up, they'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just making you look good around the office,
folks.
Well,
thanks, I appreciate
it. I'm just giving you all the info you need to, you know, how to use AI. Because I can certainly see how you could come across very cocky. Because you know all these in-depth answers to everything.
But yet you're just reading it straight off AI.
You're cheating. You're busted.
I'm not above that.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Live, free app for your phone. Easy to, what exactly is playing?
That was the song. That was the end of the song.
Oh, that's the end of the song? Well, I got to catch on to this music every now and then, you know? I kept hearing something in my headphones. All right, Odyssey app is free. Put it on your phone. You get us there live every day, and you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock. Anything you missed in the program, you can get it there. Got a public service announcement for you. I played this earlier this morning. If you are going to go out and shoplift, you have to take the punishment on retail price only. You do not get a discount, okay? Let me explain. These are two ladies in the back of a paddy wagon.
Paddy wagon.
Isn't that what it's called? Is it the old paddy wagon?
I don't know. I've heard cruiser, but I've heard paddy wagon.
Paddy wagon. They're in the back of a paddy wagon. They're about to go to jail. And the reason they're going to jail is because they're shoplifters. But their argument with the police officer is, if it's under $500 in value, you get a citation. You don't go to the pokey. No lockup, okay? But if it's over $500, then you go to the lockup. You're going down for the three squares a day, okay? Real simple. Well, they're trying to tell the officer that, officer, it's not over $500. There was a 40 to 50% discount on the signs. So the merchandise was not full price. So you can't charge us, which makes sense to me.
No, it's ridiculous.
Listen. Now, the audio's kind of hard to hear, but it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
You said that mom's on the $500, you get something at the
site. And it's not under $500. I got the receipt right here.
No, it's about 40 and 50% off. They ain't.
You don't get discounts when you steal stuff. You get it at the market price.
All right.
Yeah, you don't get discounts when you steal stuff.
Dude, if you could use the discount price, you could go in and shoplift like $900 in stuff and still get a citation.
Because it's on sale?
Yeah.
You know, it's against the law. You can't break the law.
Carson, if they post it. All right, if I go in there to buy the items, do I get a discount?
Yes.
All right.
Because you're buying the items.
And the person that walks in there to shoplift and steal the item should get the same discount.
No, you're getting an all-out discount. You're stealing it for free.
Again, I think this is an argument.
You said that mom's on the $500, you get something at the site.
And it's not under $500. I got the receipt right here.
No, it's about 40 and 50% off.
You don't get discounts when you steal stuff. You get it at the market price.
All right.
Yeah, you don't get discounts when you steal stuff.
That's great. That's great. Not only that, you got to figure that these two ladies that are in back of the paddy wagon on their way down to the big lockup, you got to figure that they already put this into their mind as part of the equation, right?
Oh, without a doubt. They've thought about it, yeah.
They walked in there with the idea that we're going to steal, but we'll only steal from the discounted because it's a better value in shoplifting.
You know what they probably did? They probably asked AI if this was like a valid thing to do, and AI was like, yeah, sure, do it.
Exactly.
It makes sense.
Exactly. They had it in their head that, okay, we can get more merchandise if we go for the merchandise that's on sale. If we grab that stuff, then we don't go to jail. We get out of it with a citation. That is some clever thinking.
No,
right,
it's
there.
A dumb way of thinking.
In
right
fact,
there.
If you're a shoplifter, if I were you, I'd use this tactic. I think it might work here in Denver. You know, I don't know where that was. It obviously didn't work with that cop, but I think you could pull this off here in town.
I don't think it's going to work anywhere.
Yeah, not that I promote shoplifting, but if you're going to do it, you want to stay out of jail, look for things that are on sale.
You said that mom's on the $500, you get something at the site.
And it's not under $500. I got the receipt right here.
No, it's about 40 and 50% off. They ain't.
You don't get discounts when you steal stuff. You get it at the market price.
All right.
Yeah, you don't get discounts when you steal
stuff. Both of these girls are in the back of this. They're in the back of this paddy wagon, handcuffed.
Yeah.
I mean, on their way to jail.
Booked.
And they're saying, but officer, it was 40 to 50% off. You can't be 500. You've got to give us a citation. Please unlock us. Take these cuffs off right now.
At least they tried.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. More Ed Sheeran tickets to give away all week long. We do it every morning at 7:20 all week long. Your chance to win Ed Sheeran for next year's show at the stadium, July 4th, man, July 4th. And then Heather Collins, middays, Slacker Show later this afternoon. Everybody with tickets to give away. And tickets go on sale this week. right, Carson?
Yeah, this Friday, and there's a you can register right now for the pre-sale at edsheeran.com, and that's going to happen on Thursday.
All right, they're still doing lab reports from this big spill that happened this morning with some type of acid that came out of a FedEx truck. I'm going to play here. This is just an ongoing report that's currently live. I mean, this report was just 45 seconds ago. We'll catch it kind of midway in the report, and then we'll go from there.
Try and put it all back inside so that this FedEx driver can get going on his way. But okay. The Thornton Fire Department says around 2 this morning, a FedEx truck right here driving to Wyoming, when it noticed something leaking off the end of the box trailer. That driver pulled over here on the southbound on-ramp to 25 at 84th and immediately called crews. We're learning that the material, though, is hydrochloric acid, which crews were working to neutralize, so it became more of a non-reactive pH. Firefighters say that about 50 to 75 gallons spilled, but it's no longer leaking. Some good news there. And like I mentioned, they gave major props to this driver for doing everything.
All right. Now I've got a couple of questions on this. This hazmat thing's been going on since 2 o'clock this morning. That's been, 7 hours now? And they're not even close to being done there. They're now saying 50 to 75 gallons of this acid has leaked out onto the grass or the dirt,
road, yeah.
Road,
so
whatever.
On board that truck, there were 5 300-gallon totes of hydrochloric acid.
All right, so this thing's been kind of downplayed this morning. I feel like they've had a massive response there, but I've got some questions here. This stuff's supposed to be really bad, okay? The acid.
Yes,
stuff.
Very bad.
Very bad, okay? I mean, it'll take the paint off the wall easily, okay?
You have to wear a full hazmat suit to clean it up.
My first question is this, Carson, and I'm talking to you, because you know me. I like to be an investigative reporter, maybe a detective in a way. All right. So we heard earlier this morning that this is a freight truck, and the FedEx location for the freight is like 88th, 89th, somewhere up in there, right?
88th Avenue, yep.
Okay. Which is north of 84th, correct?
Correct.
Why would the truck, if it's headed to Wyoming, be at 84th?
I don't know.
All right, question number one.
I guess that's
an investigative report. All right, let me think about this for a minute. Because you're already north and you're headed to Wyoming. That's what the report just said, right?
Yeah, the truck was headed to Wyoming.
Are you headed down to Krispy Kreme Donuts to slide through there and get yourself a couple of twisties?
Maybe, yeah.
On your way up?
I mean, you got to eat, right?
Just saying.
It's going to be a long day.
That's my first. All right, second of all, this thing's been leaking since the time you left the freight yard. More than likely, right? You've lost 50 gallons of this acid. What about the cleanup between that ramp that they're currently cleaning up and where this truck started from? I mean, all that acid dripping down the highway for 4 streets just to get down to 84th. What about that cleanup?
If it was so bad that he noticed it, then yes, it was leaking way before when he actually stopped.
But we're not cleaning that up, it appears.
There's no mention of that.
So you're not backtracking to see if there's acid on the road or on anything else, the side, shoulder, whatever, but you're not going back. It's like, they'll never know. As long as we clean up this spot, we're good.
The major spill.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some of this isn't adding up. And as of this morning, it appeared that they were kind of downplaying that, well, it's a small leak for the most part. They don't say that, but they allude to that because, the driver did a great job. He spotted this when he got to the ramp. And he called authorities, and the authorities got there just in time, and we're going to clean it up and get the hell out of here. So everything's good. We're all good there, pal. Here's them talking about the driver, which makes it seem like when I got here this morning, it felt like, all right, no big deal. They got a puddle up there. They got to clean up. It'll be all right.
Amazing job. He really did. Recognized that there was a problem, got off of the interstate, got himself pulled over into an area that is not heavily involved with the traffic. We don't have any storm drains that are involved with anything.
Okay, no problem.
And he is on a dirt surface.
Okay.
So anything...
All that makes it sound like it's very minor, right?
Yeah, because it's like in the dirt mainly. It sounds like the environment's just going to soak it up, basically.
But they're now saying 50 gallons.
50 to 75.
Has leaked.
Yeah.
That's more than a puddle.
It's a lot. That's a lot.
They're saying he went south because there's no on-ramp there. The closest on-ramp is down to 84th. Okay. All right, I'll give you that.
All right, well, that makes sense, then.
Traveling that direction. I get it. Okay. But what about the spillage that happened between 88th and 84th?
Yeah.
Something had to come out of there.
Exactly.
If you lost 75 gallons.
And he just noticed, that means it was pouring out of that thing.
Just saying. Don't want to cause any problems, folks. I'm not trying to start trouble. I'm just saying that these are just questions that come to mind. 75 gallons. You're only cleaning up the ramp there at 84. I don't know, man. You might want to backtrack. I don't know why I'm talking like Bill Clinton all of a sudden, but I'm telling you right now, you got a problem up there. You got a little... Well, that's going to do it for us today. Cutting out of here just a little bit early. Now, tomorrow on the program, I'm sure we're going to have Vegas stories tomorrow. Jamie went to Vegas, big long weekend, bachelorette party. There's got to be a few stories,
oh,
right?
Oh, I cannot wait. Vegas stories are the best.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get them today, but they got in too late, couldn't make it this morning. But tomorrow, all the scoop, man, the skinny.
It's going to be an awesome day.
If they remember.
I know.
May not remember the members. You know what I mean? All right, we got to go. Don't forget, Ed Sheeran tickets all day today. Middays, afternoon with Slacker, all that stuff. We'll have them again tomorrow morning at 7:20. Let's see. Are we forgetting anything? I don't think so. It's fall, y'all.
Yep. Sweater weather.
Today is the first day of fall, right? Woo! Officially. And the weather is going to change. We're going to get rain this afternoon. Then cool, 57 for a high tomorrow. All right, that's it. We're done. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.